Teens' Google search history helped detectives solve horrific Denver arson murder case. By Lucas Nolan on May 24, 2025. A reverse keyword search warrant served to Google helped Denver police identify three teens responsible for an arson attack that killed five members of a family in 2020. Wired reports that in August 2020, a horrific arson attack in Denver, Colorado, claimed the lives of five members of a Senegalese family, including two children. The case initially left investigators stumped, with little evidence pointing to the perpetrators. However, a breakthrough came when Denver Police Department, DPD, Detectives Neil Baker and Ernest Sandoval decided to serve a reverse keyword search warrant to Google, requesting information on users who had searched for the address of the victim's home in the days leading up to the fire. The warrant, which was met with initial resistance from Google due to privacy concerns, ultimately revealed that three local teenagers, Kevin Bui, Gavin Seymour, and Dylan Siebert, had repeatedly searched for the address on Google in the 2 weeks prior to the arson. This information, combined with cell phone location data placing the teens near the scene of the crime, provided the key evidence needed to arrest and charge them. The case highlights the growing use of reverse keyword search warrants by law enforcement. These warrants allow police to request information on all individuals who searched for specific keywords or phrases, potentially exposing innocent people to unwarranted scrutiny. In this instance, the teen's defense argued that the warrant violated their Fourth Amendment rights by conducting a broad digital dragnet without individualized probable cause. However, the judge ruled in favor of law enforcement, likening the search to looking for a needle in a haystack. The Colorado Supreme Court later upheld the constitutionality of the warrant in a landmark ruling, potentially paving the way for wider use of this investigative technique. However, the court also acknowledged the lack of individualized probable cause, deeming the warrant constitutionally defective despite allowing the evidence to stand. Critics argue that reverse keyword search warrants could be used to target individuals based on sensitive personal information, such as searches related to abortion, immigration, or political beliefs. The lack of systemic data on the use of these warrants makes it difficult to assess their full impact on privacy rights. Ultimately, all three teens accepted plea deals, with Bui receiving the harshest sentence of 60 years in adult prison. While the families of the victims expressed that no punishment could adequately address their loss, the successful prosecution provided some measure of justice. Read more at Wired here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.